רב, אני רציתי לפתוח ולשאול על הכנס, אפשר?
כן.
בעוד שלושה...
I wanted to open and ask about the convention, may I?
Yes.
In a few days we're going to have a very festive event where we're all going to gather together for a world prayer. How to use the remaining days to prepare ourselves to come really on fire and prepared to not miss this opportunity and this moment.
So what's the question?
How to take advantage of the remaining days to come prepared for this event?
I can't even tell you what to do, but you've learned everything. The workshop, studying, reading, in everything. Ask something more specific.
It's felt that it's another event in the calendar.
No, it's not another event in our journal, because we're changing. That's why the event we're about to come to in order to connect is different than the previous 3 months ago event.
What's special about this event?
We're different. Nothing happened. Well, here and there, the changes on Earth occurred and in humanity, but the main thing is that we are different.
In what way are we different from the last convention?
That's a question you need to think about. How are we different today compared to the previous Congress? How have we changed ourselves? How did the Creator change us? Have we come closer to Him? Did we come closer to our friends? Do we feel ourselves more connected between ourselves? You have to answer that. What I feel, but what you feel, I don't know. I think that in the previous month or so, a very big change occurred here, essential. A closer mutually bestowing by feeling ourselves more clear the purpose of creation, how we're changing. I feel that. If you can't feel it, I have nothing to say.
You think that reading Rabash articles that we started recently,
this is what actually helps us, reading the articles of Rabash, yes.
My question is, in the upcoming convention, what do we need to demand according to our current state and this current point in time, not in general vessels of bestowal now?
Now, until the Congress or in the Congress itself?
Until the convention now, to be ready.
Until the Congress and in the Congress itself, we have to demand a connection between us in a way that no one feels himself disconnected from others, thinking about himself on his own. On his own, he doesn't exist. He's nothing. However, if he thinks about me means how I'm among everyone holding them, they hold me.
Who is everyone?
Everyone is the whole group, I can imagine to myself.
In the convention, I want to hold the whole world clear.
The whole worldly, yes.
איך לפתח רגישות, כמו שאתה אומר, אני מרגיש את השינויים האלה. לא יודע אם אתם מרגישים, אני מרגיש.
How to open this sensitivity when you say, I feel these changes and you don't. How to feel these changes in the group all the time, to be on top of it.
שאני דואג לזה.
When I'm concerned about it, for these changes to always be felt in me as
מהותיים.
Essential changes.
And
if I don't feel everyone at one, I don't grasp it, I don't.
So I also don't perceive everyone as one. What do I perceive? Every face, every soul, but all in all, this connection, this unity, I perceive it.
Okay, thanks. Friends also have questions.
Yes, Avi.
The Rav spoke about the Rabash articles and the changes that the world group is experiencing. Can you elaborate what actually is happening when all of us, all the world group is trying at least to penetrate the Rabash articles and discovering this infinite depth in it?
We need to understand that our teacher, Rabash, is really a teacher like no other. Baal HaSulam is too high in the upper systems, but Rabash is connected. He is the connection of man to these systems. That's why it's important for us. And this is why the articles by Rabash are more important for us than anything else. That's why we started learning them and will continue as much as we'll need for the general correction.
Of
ours. Yes.
I think it's felt for many friends here and in the world, but how to place the big inspiration that we now have, and also the fact that friends are becoming distant and etc. Why is it happening in such a way?
That's how it is always in the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. When whatever you go into, whatever you delve into, the light that comes works in both directions. Some follow it, some leave. And there's nothing much to do here. I won't fight against the ones who want to leave. Let them leave. Even though they can always come back. But nothing to do. How do they say that you'll feel the difference in the when you come to the cashier in the end? I don't remember the sentence.
How to try and this inspiration isn't rippling down to all the layers. It's like there is a passive layer as well.
Nothing to do about it. That's how always the forces of Chokhmah always, that's how they disperse. That's how it happens. Yes.
Can we use the convention as an opportunity to?
I think the Congress has to connect us even more together, and we'll start feeling that through the connection we come to the next degree. Yes, I really hope so. That's how it will happen.
I wanted to ask about the Rabash articles. What does our ability to comprehend what Rabash is trying to give us in his articles depend on?
Rabash wanted to pass on the path for us, how we can continue from a shattered place, distance, darkness until the final correction. He wanted to build all the discernments in us, and that we'll connect through these articles and we'll feel these degrees. And this is how we'll come and we'll form together.
But while we're reading it, we're going through the articles, how to take everything he's writing to us as a journey that's changing us. These are our deficiencies. These are our desires. How to really be included in the process that he wants to take us through in his writings.
I think that this is why we said we'll read these articles twice. The first time as a group, each and every group. And the second time is together in the group, in the lesson. I think it's not enough, but at least this will give us some ability to advance.
When we read the articles, if I want to check myself, if I would be able to extract the most I can from the article, then what should I be checking? What does it mean that I've taken opportunity of this completely when reading the article?
When I feel how much the article affected me and my friends, and how much we're forming together, we're crystallizing around the article's topic, and how much we've come closer to it. That's what I should feel. Yes.
I also
heard you say that Bala Sulam is more in contact with the worlds, and Rabash connects the person to that same system of the worlds. So that connection to, in what does it, what is Rabash doing on us that it connects us to the same worlds?
Bala Sulam is more of an academic. He takes care of the systems. And Rabash is more connecting himself to man, to the soul of man, wanting to take us by the hand and to help us go through all the degrees along with him.
Do
you think that in our time a person would be able to reach attainment if he will not go through that same system called Rabash?
Doesn't seem possible to me. Doesn't seem to me that it's possible to reach Lishma if it's not through Rabash. It's the whole every time has its teacher. Teachers in the times of Rabash, there was Rabash, and in the times of Bala Sulam, there was Bala Sulam, etc. And that's the whole thing of the Kabbalists. The Creator placed in each and every generation.
Placed them.
Last question. I say that when we read articles, then every sentence you read, you can't believe that this is what you're reading, because he writes so precise about everything we experience, all the stages. What I'm trying to ask, how to have the correct attitude to this opportunity and to take advantage of it. It's like a gift from above to be able to be in this article, in these articles now.
Just to carry out what he recommends for us. There's nothing more to do. To carry out what he recommends. Yes, David.
אנחנו קוראים את המאמרים. אני רוצה לשתף מה שאני מגלה שה...
When we read the articles, I'd like to share what I'm finding, that other than what Rabash kind of is formatting us to have the correct attitude, it's like this pipeline that through the correct format, their inner light is clothed. That every day there could be a different inner light. The main thing is the approach we adapt from Rabash. And in that, we can find something even more internal, and that's why we can enjoy it every single day to correct our attitude and also to receive in that attitude the light that comes to us every day. Remember once you told us that Kabbalists in the past even had a one page of authentic source text, and from that they could reach the final correction because they didn't have any books, so they didn't have a lot. So Rabash is giving us, I feel, the good attitude, the correct approach, and if we include ourselves in it, then we get something new from this every single day. That's what I find from this mutual reading of ours that we're doing.
Yes, you're correct. All right.
Kiev 2.
I have Kiev 2 here.
Раб, в продолжение вопроса Дуди. Осталось 3 дня до Великого Конгресса. Каждый день наши товарищи проводят мировое молитву 2 раза в день.
We have a few more days until the convention, and every day we have a prayer twice a day. We have hundreds of friends getting together, the women too. It's felt a very special connection, one world clear. And the light of the Creator being passed on to the nations of the world. What should we focus on in these upcoming days in our prayers that we want before the convention?
We need to try to connect as much as possible. Truly between us, and out of the connection between us, turn to the Creator with a prayer so He will help us. We don't understand and we don't feel what we're lacking, what we should come to. Our words are not the right words. Our emotions are all fake. But still, we will ask. We'll ask. And the Creator, like a mother, understanding water when her baby cries and speaks, He will understand us. He gives us deficiencies, and according to our response, He will understand what we basically need to bring back, to give Him.
So
let's try. The main thing is to all the time be in a connection between us and the Creator, all hours of day and night.
Woman 56.
Woman 56.
A question from a friend. The Rabash wants to take us and take us through all the degrees. What are we reaching out from our side?
In the connection between us, when we want to give Him our mutual hand so that He will give us and accompany us on.
Will we ever be able to feel the Rabash like you do?
Well, I think we'll all feel, all the Kabbalists, starting with Rabash and ending with the first Kabbalist, Adam Rishon.
Woman Heb 3.
Woman Heb 3.
Thank you, Rav. Two questions, if I may.
Yes,
a question about the convention. Everything is attained with the force of prayer. Where to direct our prayer to?
Where to connect?
To direct.
Where to direct? Our prayer should certainly be directed towards the Creator. We have nowhere else to aim our prayers to. Next question, Norma.
The Creator is like a mother, he said. How can the mother awaken the Creator?
The Creator is like a mother, and we need in all kinds of ways to awaken Him. As we awaken the mother to pay attention to us, as if we're not enough feeling her attitude towards us. The Creator does that purposely, so that we'll turn to Him, tell Him how much we need His presence, etc.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rab. El grupo de Costa Rica es la primera vez que va a participar de una manera organizada.
This is the first time that Costa Rica will take part in an organized manner in the convention, especially due to the deficiency of the women, and who are making us feel like the heel of the group. The question is, what should we do in order to be the heel of the entire world clique?
I think that this is how it will happen. This is how it will happen. Keep on going, and I also am very thankful to Gil, which accompanies you and builds you. This is how you'll grow up and become great. Good luck.
In Turkey 1. Beseder. Az yesh lanu.
No Turkey 1? Okay. So we have women in Europe.
Good morning, Rav.
Morning.
You said Bala Sulam is high up on the chain. And Rabash connects us upward. Is it okay? Because sometimes when I pray, I don't know your teacher personally, but I know your teacher in my heart now. I call upon Rabash all the time, and I call upon Bala Sulam all the time, and I call on Bala Sulam's teacher, Baal Shem Tov, the Ari, all the other Kabbalists that have been introduced to us for help. To bring us to the state of connection. Is that okay to pray that way as well?
Ken. Mitsuyan vebatuch shezeh ozer.
Yes, it's great, and for sure this helps. The more we turn to them, to these great ones, more both in connection with the Creator and with Bala Sulam, Rabash, and certainly with our souls, this will be very beneficial for us. Well, and Haifa 3.
Thank you, Rav. A more general question, if I may. is a feeling of contentment to the Creator. Is it the same in every single group?
No, of course not. It's not the same in each and every person, in each and every moment. It's not the same.
And it's not the same in the group.
These things always change. One moment is not like another, and that's it's written this way.
Turkey one.
Thank you.
Turkey one.
My friend is asking, we went through big changes in the last months in our time. How can we make a prayer out of this for the progress of Berkeley?
Start writing a page about it. Not much. Not more than one page. And see in it what helps you aim towards a prayer in the upcoming days, and we'll see how it works. Okay?
Dudi.
Fine. Dudi. Let's conclude the lesson.
Yes, so two announcements to conclude, dear friends. Registration to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place the 1st of July is open, so go to convention.kli.one and sign up. Our broadcast schedule for today, 12 p.m. Israel time, we'll have a live lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman.
Is never really yours. True love is never really mine. It's not decided by success. It's neither ugly nor sublime. True love is never bound by time. True love is never bound by space. When it exists, it rises high. Любовь не может быть твоя. Любовь не может быть моя. В ней есть свобода от себя. И для тебя, и для меня. И не подвластна временам. Она царит над всей землей. Она все благодарит нам. Соединяй.